Chapter 10, Self-Analysis, Inquiry into Yourself. Yourself is pure consciousness. You are the supreme reality. Spiritual pursuit culminates in the self. You discover yourself by turning introvert through inquiry into yourself. You must gradually wade through your body, mind, and intellect, your gross, subtle, and causal bodies to reach the divine core of your personality. To gain the bliss of self-realization. But the human tendency is to be extrovert. Instead of seeking the self within, people pursue the external world for pleasure, joy, and knowledge. They get involved in mundane affairs, and the mind becomes restless, agitated. The intellect loses its clarity to inquire into the essence of life. The divine law of life is that you shall be pure, free from mental agitation and suffering. Your true self is ever peaceful and blissful. But when you stay away from the self and run after the world, you will be inflicted with pain and suffering. Sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind. The law is unrelenting. Therefore, try to diagnose the cause of agitation and grief. Get to the root of your problems. Go deeper into the inner layers of your personality. You may want to consult the scripture. Take guidance from a preceptor. With all that, you must get on to your own reflection and contemplation. You will then find out there is but one fundamental source for all sorrow, one cause for evil and misery in the world. That is the ignorance of the self. People everywhere have lost the identity of the self. Instead, they have identified themselves with the body, mind, and intellect, become attached to material equipments and their endless demands, and run after the world to appease them, not realizing that the physical, emotional, and intellectual appetites are insatiable. The unfulfilled desires remain to produce mental agitation and sorrow. Hence must you leave your infatuation to the body, mind, and intellect. Realize you are the kernel, not the shell. Turn introvert and gain the knowledge of self. You then liberate yourself from all agitation and attain enduring peace and bliss. Yourself is the theme of all religions. Preceptors and preachings cannot help you find it unless you inquire into yourself. External sources of knowledge can only set you thinking. But you must make good use of scriptural knowledge by engaging your intellect to reflect independently upon the truths therein. Do not sell your liberty of reflection to spiritual personalities regardless of their merit. You must seek the truth yourself. The Godhead lies within you. Remove the veil of ignorance and revel in the supreme bliss that lies within. Not realizing your inherent wealth, you try in vain to find peace and joy in the external world. So the American philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson rightly quipped, "Every man is a divinity in disguise, a god playing the fool. Religious books and discourses on their own cannot bring about spiritual development in you. The knowledge contained in the scripture can make you a well-informed person. But for spiritual transformation, you need to put in considerable effort in reflection and contemplation upon the knowledge received. Lectures from masters will be of no avail unless you are prepared to lecture to yourself. Lord Krishna pronounces this truth in his oft-quoted words, "You must raise yourself by yourself."